Hello, this is Sarah from Mom with the Hooks Crochet Journal. This is the first in a series of 10 audios that I hope will give you some ideas on how to turn your hobby, in this case crochet, into an income. I'm not talking big bucks here, but enough to help pay a bill or two. The first option is obvious, and that is to sell your own product. You may be doing this now through your blog, Etsy, Artfire, Big Cartel, or even your own website. Visit any number of crochet blogs and you'll find listings for patterns and completed projects. Some crochet bloggers have published their own books or even offer classes online. If you choose to sell products as your income source, there are four questions you need to ask yourself first. Number one, what am I going to sell? Number two, how am I going to accept payment? Number three, how will I let people know about my products? And number four, how will I handle fulfillment and customer service? Well, let's look at question number one. What will you sell? Well, if you're listening to this, you're probably thinking of selling your crochet items or designs. Personally, I find selling patterns more rewarding than actual products, as I don't have to worry about shipping, nor do I have to store inventory, which is good because right now we share living space and storage is pretty much non-existent. You know what you're going to sell. Now, how will you accept payments? Hopefully, most of you have heard of Etsy. It's an online shopping site similar to eBay, but catering to the handmade and vintage market. If you are just starting out, it is very simple to set up shop and within reach financially to even the tightest of budgets. PayPal is another option, especially if you choose to sell right on your blog or website. It does take a little bit more expertise than Etsy or Artfire, but once you get past the learning curve, it is simple to use. An added benefit of accepting payments through PayPal is that you can accept credit cards. So you have your product and your shopping cart. How are people going to know that you exist? Marketing. Don't think you have the skills? Remember the last time you recommended that great steak restaurant? How about the amazing facial you received from Martha? That's marketing. Crocheters market all the time when we talk about our favorite patterns and yarns. You can market your wares online in forums, on Facebook fan page, on Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, and of course your blog. The final question to ask yourself is how you will fulfill orders and deal with customer service. Will you ship internationally? Will you charge a flat rate? Or will you charge by weight? Who will you outsource your shipping to? USPS, UPS, or FedEx? When calculating shipping costs, will you include the cost of packaging and your travel time? Or will that be included in the price of the product? How about customer service? Are you going to have it online? Will you be available 24/7? Will you outsource it to a virtual assistant? These are things that you need to ask yourself. Well, selling your own products can be a great source of income, and your blog can be the medium in which you can do it. Do you have any questions for me? Contact me by visiting me on my blog at momwithahook.blogspot.com or pop on over to FormSpring at www.formspring.me/momwithahook. Next time I'll discuss how you can earn commissions simply by recommending products and services to your blog readers. I'm so glad you took the time out of your day to listen to this audio. Follow me on Twitter or Facebook under the username Mom with a Hook. Until then, keep working those hooks.